Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. Jason Hammer right over there. My name is Nigel. We'll go to the drivehubler.com hotline and bring on political editor for Breitbart, Emma Jo Morris. Emma Jo, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I always love being on with you.
Were you expecting it to be like one of Hunter Biden's lawyers demanding you stop reporting on his laptop?
You know, they actually name dropped me in their lawsuit that came out the other day. Yeah, very tacitly. I was almost offended.
So you were at the New York Post prior to the 2020 election. You broke the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story. And now it seems like his lawyers are doubling down, demanding investigations and probes into Trump allies regarding the laptop, threatening defamation and asking for apologies from Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity.
Demanding apologies is my favorite.
What's going on here exactly? What do you make of all this?
Well, so this is actually something that I was kind of anticipating. You know, I've obviously been watching this story extremely closely, more closely than, you know, your average person, naturally. And I've noticed that they've been kind of laying the groundwork, you know, they as in the Hunter Biden side, you know, his team of lawyers, of whom are very talented. They've been kind of laying the groundwork in various outlets. You had some of it in CBS. You had some of it in NBC. Where they've kind of been setting up something like a victim narrative for Hunter. Yeah. And now it's kind of, I think, really being revealed of what they're going at, which is that they are now going to say Hunter was defamed or something. But in doing that, it's really interesting because they are, they're admitting that this is his. Earlier this week, you know, they had this letter and to the attorney general, the assistant attorney general for national security, where they were basically pushing for an investigation into various people who were involved in this, John Paul MacIsaac, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani. In that they say that, you know, Hunter Biden's stuff was like kind of like weaponized or whatever, and stolen but that really like implies that this is all real, right?
Yeah.
And then now today they've kind of come forward to say, no, it's not his laptop. It's just his data. But what does that even mean? It's like, well, nobody was claiming that the New York Post had his physical laptop. In fact, that was written in the original story on October 14th, that the original actual laptop was in possession of the FBI. And, you know, if you'll recall, we published the subpoena for that laptop. Nobody was ever claiming that we had Hunter Biden's laptop. What we were claiming was that we had his data. So this is all so slimy and sneaky, but that's basically the gist of it, is they've pivoted now to, you know, this is hacking, this is a violation of privacy, this is theft, and in doing so, they are admitting that 10% went to the big guy.
Emma Jo, Jason Hammer here. One of the things I'm fascinated with is the layers of this, right? So yes, you've got Hunter Biden with what we hear is incriminating stuff on a laptop in regards to Ukraine and the big guy and all that other stuff. But if you remember, it was Rudy Giuliani who claimed there was also some other stuff on there. We're talking about some child porn, maybe some pedophilia on this laptop. And another angle of this story, because there are so many, you've got John Brennan with that stupid scowl on his face and all the feds. They basically carried the water for the Bidens here. They told us it was Russian collusion or Russian misinformation. Hell, Brennan was under oath, and now it sounds like he may have lied under oath. So was Giuliani right in the things that he said? Was he accurate?
So, you know, it's funny because the two parts of that question are really, you know, okay. So first of all, no, I did not see any child porn. You know, Rudy, it was my source for this story. But to be honest, don't know what the hell he's talking about. I have the exact same material that he has. I did not see child porn. There are definitely photos on there that are weird.
Unflattering.
Yeah. Strange. You know, there's no child porn. I didn't see any of that.
Okay.
I didn't see any of that. And actually, if there was, I would be committing a crime by being in possession of it. And we made extra sure that there was nothing like that, you know, when I was at News Corp, because News Corp would be in a whole lot of trouble if there was. So, you know, maybe Rudy has material that I haven't seen. You know, Rudy is great. He was my source. He's, you know, whatever. But he's going to say what he's going to say. I don't know what he's talking about. And then off that, it's, yes, exactly. Brennan and all of these guys are carrying water for Biden and covering up, you know, what seems to be devastating levels of corruption and criminal levels of corruption that have been exposed on this stuff. So, you know, there are some people, there are some talking heads, you know, who want to talk about the sex on the laptop. But I find that although it's salacious and you know, it's interesting, I guess. You kind of can't look away, and there are many reporters that would love to get into that. You know, for me, like, my focus is on the corruption, and I think that is really the top line narrative out of this laptop is this is a family that is so compromised. We have a balloon flying over a nuclear plant right now that was sent from China, and nobody is doing anything about it.
They haven't shot it down. They're just looking at it. I can't believe it. So I don't think, we're speaking with Emma Jo Morris, Breitbart political editor, and she was the one back of the New York Post in 2020 that broke the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story. I don't think it's any coincidence that House Republicans are ready to open probes into the president's son, and they're trying to intimidate certain witnesses. And I mean, they're going after the guy, the Delaware computer repair shop guy who turned the laptop over, aren't they?
Yes, which is, like, so upsetting because this guy has nothing. Like, I was in touch with him some months ago to ask him about something for reporting that I was doing, and he has, like, fled Delaware. He is somewhere else. I don't even want to get into where he is because I don't know if that's public information. But he's left Delaware because he's terrified. He has nothing left. This guy has been totally destroyed for really doing a public service. This is a whistleblower. You know, in my opinion, he saw something that he knew was wrong, and he spoke up. And this was only after he went to the FBI and realized that the FBI was doing everything that they've been revealed to be doing. It was his intuition that said to him, this is something, there is something not kosher going on right now, and I need to raise the alarm. And that's exactly what he did. And this man is a national hero who is being kicked around by a lawyer who did the South Park deal. You know, it's like, it's so upsetting to see, you know, Hunter Biden, whose father is the president of the United States, and his lawyer, who is worth hundreds of millions of dollars off of South Park, you know, try to intimidate and breathe down the neck of this person who has suffered so much for this country, in my opinion. You know, what he did was an act of patriotism and an act of sacrifice and martyrdom almost. You know, he obviously knew. I remember that time, and he was absolutely terrified of dealing with the press. You know, and he was really worried, and it seemed like it was something that he felt compelled to do despite his better reasoning. And he did it anyway. And this is, you know, even Bannon, you know, Bannon is pretty well hooked up. You know, you have Rudy, this is not Rudy's first time around the block. You know, he was mayor of New York. He was a former prosecutor for the Southern District. Like, you know, but somebody like John Paul MacIsaac, this Delaware computer repair shop guy, it's like, go away. Go away. Hunter Biden left his stuff there.
Emma Jo Morris, our guest here on the Hammer and Nigel Show. So I'm a bit of a gambler. I've been known to put some money down. I've got very little faith. I don't think the odds are good at all that anything is going to happen to Hunter Biden. Now, whether it should and will it actually happen, I think are two different things. Emma Jo Morris, where do you think we go from here? Does anything happen to Hunter Biden?
Well, you know, I think it's very telling that they are now going on offense. I think they're feeling confident. Listen, I don't have any special intel. I'm just, you know, I've been watching politics
Do you really want to go to court with Fox News and go through a discovery process to reveal the truth behind Hunter Biden's finances?
Well, that's the thing, right? It's kind of you know, I've said this before. And listen, the reporting backs this up from what we have. You know, obviously you're reading a little bit of tea leaves, but there has been tons of reporting showing that the White House is not happy with this Kevin Morris guy. And he's the lawyer that Hunter Biden has retained to deal with all of this and the kind of PR aspect of it and these kinds of lawsuits. It's Kevin Morris. The White House is extremely uncomfortable with this guy. And this guy is known for being extremely aggressive and brash. And that's exactly right. Is now what you're going to vindicate yourself through what? The truth is the truth. And in doing so, you're going to have to go to discovery with Fox. That's right, a $1 billion company. I think that this is some sort of kamikaze mission. And I've said it before. You know, I've said this on the air, and I believe this. It's like, you know, if you look at that laptop and you look at the reporting, Hunter Biden was in a very vulnerable position. He was addicted to drugs. He was going through a divorce. You know, his relationship with everybody in his family is strained. His relationship with himself is in tatters. You know, and that is clear on the things that are on the laptop and the writing that's on the laptop and what this guy is going through, you know. And he is just hanging on kind of by a thread, at least emotionally. And his father sends him into the arms of the most dangerous people on earth. You know, you have the Chinese Communist Party, you have these Eastern European oligarchs, and that's only some of the people that he was hanging out with, some of these unsavory characters. He also had, you know, these juntas in Africa, you know, where he was dealing with minerals and stuff like that. And, you know, so he's being sent into these horrible positions when he is like totally falling apart, and he's on this hamster wheel providing for every single person he knows, basically. And you know, honestly, this guy's a human being. If it were me, I'd feel pretty resentful. And I wonder if there's a part of Hunter that just wants to pull, you know, the pin out of this grenade and say, I want this to be over.
Unfortunately, we ran out of time, Emma. I know you did a piece on the migrants not wanting to leave their posh hotel in New York.
I'm in the middle of writing that piece. It hasn't published yet. I'm working on it. But yeah, I went down to the Watson Hotel where these migrants were. They've been moved today.
They did move. Okay.
Yeah, they were camping out. It was almost like a block party, you know. I went there to investigate and somehow found myself smoking Marlboro Reds with a group of illegals talking to Google Translate about what's up.
Well, so we should look for that piece later on Breitbart.com, right?
Please do.
Emma Jo, you have a great weekend. We always love having you on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Ready for a beer?
Yeah, I need a quick beer, man. Let's do it.
Beer Sample Friday next.